This is Single, Saved, and Growing, where we share the real life of single life with open and honest conversations with Queen Kai and Madam TJ. Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right. Last episode, we talked about abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
And along with abstinence, today, we are going to talk about all my exes leaving Texas. Okay. Why are we saying all my exes live in Texas? Because they're in the past. Mm-hmm. They're not here with me today. Now, some of you, our listeners, may live in Texas. So you can say all my exes live in Oklahoma. All my exes live in Cali. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are not at, that's where your exes live.
That's where they need to be.
Okay. So I think one of the main questions that you get when you leave a relationship is, can we remain friends? Can me and this ex remain friends? For me, my answer is no. No, we cannot remain friends. Because to me, a friend sticks closer than a brother. Mm-hmm. A friend is somebody I can call, somebody I can depend on, somebody I can spend time with, somebody that my boyfriend's going to be comfortable with, my sister is going to be comfortable with, and that's just for me. So if a person is my ex, then I don't think that they would fit into that category. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say me and my ex can be cordial. Mm-hmm. Like, do I hate you? No. Well, can we still be friends on Facebook? Maybe. I'll wave to you when I see you, but there's no bad malice or anything like that. But I just think moving forward in my life, because I'm trying to be somebody's wife, mm-hmm. I don't need anything in the way. I don't need any leeway. I don't need any hopes of getting back together. Because sometimes when we don't close the door to our exes, we leave our hearts wanting. And that's on both sides, either your ex or you. Like, can we still work this out? Is there a possibility that we can get back together? Or can this, did he change? Has there been time enough for him to change? So as for me, my answer is, I can't think of an ex I even want to look at in the face right now. So, no.
And sometimes it's like your motives might be pure, but you don't know the motives of that person as well. Yeah. So it's to keep yourself safe that you need to have those boundaries.
So what about you? Do you think your exes can be friends?
I think, like you're saying, it doesn't really work for me. I think also because when I think about the state of my exes and I think about my life right now, like, I'm not even the same person that I was when I was with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't see how, like, my lifestyle now would even match what there is to be my friend. Like you said, because a friend that sticks closer to the brother, like, how I define my friendships now, I would not necessarily, they would not be my friends because I'm not even in the same, I'm not the same person. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm not the same person, so they really wouldn't fit in my life right now. Mm-hmm. However, I do think there are cases where exes can be your friend. Like, let's say, like, y'all were friends and then, like, y'all had started to have a romantic relationship and you was like, wait a minute, mm-hmm. we just got lonely and this is not going to work out. Mm-hmm. And then y'all became platonic friends again after some time. I do think, like, that's okay and that maybe can work because it was just like, oh, y'all just needed to see. And it was like, nah, not on it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was okay. And I do think that time is a factor. Yeah. I think it's absolutely a factor. Like, if we just broke up last week, no, we cannot be friends. Like, no, it's going to be too much, you know, too much going on. And then, you know, sometimes too, like when y'all be breaking up, I'm not separating us because I did the same thing. It's like, y'all know y'all not done that first time. Y'all know y'all gonna get back together anyway. So are we being friends so we can just make it the transition smoother for us to be back together?
Or are we saying we're friends and still doing the same things that we were doing in the relationship, but now we're not putting a title on it? We're just saying we're friends because we can talk about that too.
Right. Let's be honest, y'all. Let's be honest. You have to be honest. Like, what is your intentions when you're saying that this ex needs to be my friend? What's the intentions? Do you, are you trying to keep a close watch on them, men? Are we trying to keep a women too? Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Forgive me. Because it's the women, it's the girls, they be doing it too. So everybody, are you trying to keep tabs on that person? Mm-hmm. Are you just trying to keep them, you know, in arm's reach? Because if this new relationship don't work out, I still got them over here in my pocket. Yeah. So this is why they're my friends. So I think it's very important to analyze the intention. What's your intention of keeping this person as your friend? Mm-hmm. And what's their intention? Intention and motive. Like, what's the motive behind this? And so you have to be very careful with that. Because like TJ is saying, like, I don't want nothing in the way, okay? Yeah. Like, if my husband is over here, that's who I'm all about, period. Right. And so I'm not trying
to... We don't need no friends.
What friends? I got my sister and I got my man. Anyway, but I don't want anything in a way to even jeopardize that accidentally. You know, like, I don't want any misunderstandings or none of that. I don't want you to ever confuse nothing. So if kick it, all right? I don't want no issues. I don't want no problems. And so I think that it's about motives and intentions.
So I think an important question to ask yourself is once you break up and you're saying like, okay, can we be friends or not? One question is, what do I gain by staying in relationship with this person? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying stay in relationship as being friends or not. Yeah. What do I gain? Do I gain a person who is a true friend, mm-hmm. who will help me out, who will support me in new relationships, who supports my career? Is that what I'm gaining? Or am I gaining somebody I can call when I need to call on them at that time that I need them? Mm-hmm. I mean, not at that time that I need them, like it's something important. But y'all know what I'm talking about, that late night, that mm-hmm. late night calling. Mm-hmm. Am I keeping them my friends so we can do that? So I think it's not, and it doesn't even matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Queen Kai thinks. It matters about what you mm-hmm. evaluate. What do I gain by staying in relationship with this person?
Yeah, I think that's so good. And I think that you have to also think about, like, why did you break up? Yeah. Okay? Because that is very important. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were hurting me, you were mentally abusing me or physically abusing me.
Emotionally abusing me.
And it's just the relationship wasn't good. Like, we were hurting each other. Why would I need you as my friend? Why would you treat me any better as your friend? Like, this should be the fact. Like, and that's something we need to be, before we start talking to these people, how do they treat their friends? Right. How they treat their friends is how they're going to treat you. So, mm-hmm. but going back to my point, if we broke up for this reason, X, Y, and Z, is this a character problem? Did we break up because of character problem? Because if so, then this is going to be a character problem in our friendship, because this is the person that you are, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, you have to be think about why you broke up before you decide for this person to be your friend or not. One of my college friend's mom told me this, and I will never forget. Why didn't I listen? Okay, but she said, during that time, I was about to get back with my ex. I was like, oh my God, he texts me, y'all, blah, blah. And so she's like, enough time has not happened. It hasn't been enough time for y'all to heal and change. So he's just going to be the same person. And you're just the same person because not enough time has passed. And I was like, wow, that's so deep. And guess what I did, y'all? I went right back to him still. I didn't listen. Help us. Oh my gosh. I didn't listen.
Listen the first time.
Did she lie? No. I'm screaming. Did she lie? No. No, she told the truth, and that's exactly what happened. Not enough time. It was not enough time. And so we have to, like, okay, we broke up. These are the reasons that we broke up. And okay, let's heal. And I feel like even with them saying, like, is it enough time that has come past for y'all to be back in a relationship? Has enough time gone past for him to be, or her to be your friend?
Right.
Okay, because there is some healing that needs to take place. Like, y'all broke up for a reason. So we need to evaluate that. My last relationship I was in, and I really am proud of myself because I've never advocated for myself in this way, especially pertaining to relationships. And like we've been saying on all of these episodes, you have to evaluate yourself. And I learned that I didn't make a decision.
Yeah.
I never made a decision. I never said, okay, this person is hurting me, so I'm going to leave them alone. I was like, well, if they're going to keep working, if they want to still be together, then I will. Yeah. Or if they don't see anything wrong, then okay. Like, it was, for me, it was always based off their mind and what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But in my last relationship, I said, I told this man that this is hurting me, and this is what he keeps doing, X, Y, and Z. When you do this, this makes me feel like this. Mm-hmm. I did all the things, and I kept telling him, and literally we kept facing the same problem, and the same thing kept happening over and over. So I'm like, okay, you know what, this is it. If he's not going to change, I can't keep doing this to myself. And so I made the decision. I said, okay, I'm ending it. See, he said, I just don't understand why we gotta break up. And when he said that to me, that was the deciding day. I say, you don't even know? Like, it's not like, I'm not going to do it. It wasn't, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm sorry. It was, what? I don't understand why we have to break up. And that's when I knew that this was not going to work.
Because why you don't understand?
And why you don't understand? I told you. I showed you. You did it. I said, this is it right here. This right here. This is it. Mm-hmm. I was very specific when it was happening. And you knew that was wrong. You knew what you were doing. Don't try to play with me. Anyway, so in that moment, I had to make a decision. And I said, okay, I won't do this anymore. And I didn't go back.
Amen.
I went back twice, and then that was it. I didn't go back.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I went back twice, and that was it. But it wasn't awful. It did not take long. Let me tell you, I went back once. It was a week. I went back again. It was a day. Okay? And that was it. That
progress a little.
It progressed.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to lie to y'all. This is open and honest conversation. But my mind never changed. Like, that was a light bulb day for me. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this ain't it. So yes, I did go back twice, but it's that light bulb never went off. So that's why it was quicker for me to leave that next time and the next time again, because I'm like, this is not it. This is not for me. So now if this person wants to be my friend, no, we can't be friends, because you have a character problem and you can't realize that when you're hurting me, you can't stop the behavior. Or this is you. Mm-hmm. This is just who you are. And I can accept that, but I can't accept that for me. My boundary won't let me be in relationship with people who treat people like this.
Ooh, that's the one. That is my boundary. That is my boundary for friendships in life in general. Like, my boundary will not allow you to treat me any kind of way, to talk to me any kind of way, to look at me any. Okay, like I had to evaluate, like, what behaviors hurt me, what behaviors cause damage, emotional damage to me, what behaviors look like, you know, things that have happened in my past. If your behavior is on any of those lists, I cannot be in relationship with you, because it's what I have to do to protect myself.
Yes.
So no. And I think also, and when you say like why we broke up, if somebody's doing something and they're hurting you, you're in relationship with you. This is free. This is a friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell them, this is what you're doing and it hurts me, this is what you're doing and I don't like it, if they do not make any type of movement towards changing that behavior, get off the train. I don't know if I said this before in a podcast
sure
or not,
have.
But we have to take behaviors seriously.
Mm.
Not just what you say, but what you do matters. And I have to take that serious. So if I bring these issues up to you, then, and you don't change, you don't even try or make an effort, I'm not going to be mad if you try one time. Or if you did it and you say, okay, I'm sorry. Like, okay, I see that I did that. I cannot be in relationship with you anymore, because you don't care if you hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You just doing you. And that's fine.
Dangerous.
You can do you, but not with me.
Yeah, just do you with you and not with me. And I think that goes back to what I was saying last episode about preventing. Like, and I think that's almost like our number one thing in all these relationships. Why are these relationships going downhill? Why are we in relationships when we know we should have no business being in? And it's because we won't say, this won't work and I gotta leave it alone. But we just keep trying and trying and trying. And we can prevent a lot of heartbreak. We can prevent that heartbreak if we just stop and say, okay, this ain't it. Okay? Yeah. Like, this is not working, and God bless you and I love you and I wish the best for you. Right. But we have to be able, and not and even having the, we have to be able to have these conversations. We have to be able to set these boundaries for ourselves, but have the conversation too. Like, don't just ghost a person. Don't just block them. Don't just stop talking to them, but have this conversation with them, because that's what's really going to show their heart and intention. Because sometimes people do things and they don't know that they're doing it. Right. That happens. But once you address it and they say, you know, whatever their choice is, A or B, then you can make your move after you know how their heart is. But I think we're not having enough conversations to truly see people's heart. We just trying to make them fit into the mold. They're trying to make us fit into the mold. Yeah. And we're just like going with the flow, which we Christians cannot go with the flow. We can flow in the spirit when it's worship time. But that's it. We have to be smart about our decisions and think carefully, because one open door can lead to a life of destruction. I'm not playing with y'all. One open door can lead to destruction. One closed door can lead to favor.
Abundance.
Okay. Just close the door and get off the train. And I'm not saying this in a demeaning way, because like I told y'all that I went back twice.
Right.
Like,
we've all done it.
But what I learned, like, I have to say, I'm not playing about me.
Yeah.
I'm not playing about my heart. I'm not playing about my life. I'm not playing about it. So whoever is coming to me, you can't play about me either.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, it takes time to get to that place, like therapy, prayer, deliverance. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes some time to get to that place. I just want us to, now that you know about it, now you could take the steps to get towards it.
Mm-hmm. I think also we can't just say, don't go back to your ex, don't be friends with your ex, and without giving you practical ways on what that looks like or how to do it. So one is evaluate, what do I gain if I stay in this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Also, establishing boundaries. We kind of talked about that a little bit. Like, okay, if I used to talk to him every day at 9 o'clock, I can't talk on the phone. I can't talk on the phone with you anymore. Mm-hmm. We can't go out and do this anymore. And then especially if you want to be in relationship, like you think y'all are okay to be friends, then the things that y'all did while y'all were in a relationship, you have to cut those off. Like, we can't hang out all day, every day right now. If y'all just broke up, like you have to establish those boundaries. Like, we're not hanging out all day. We're not texting on the phone all day, because that's not friendship. Y'all are back in a relationship.
Y'all back in a relationship.
So maybe we just see each other every now and then. Maybe we just talk every now and then. So just establishing boundaries. And sometimes we just have to go ahead and block. We just got to go ahead and close the door, close the way of access to communication. I cannot talk to you anymore.
Right. You got
to
know your, like, if I know I'm not strong enough in this area, I know that if he texts me or she called me, I'm going to run back. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and block them so I don't have to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take them off social media so I don't have to see them, because I'm not strong enough yet. Then when you're at the point, if you feel like you want to, then you can unblock them. Mm-hmm. My ex is still blocked because I don't got nothing to say. I don't got nothing to see. God bless you.
God bless you, honey. I wish the best for you,
but I don't even want to be involved. So anyway, you need to know if you need to block them until you can, or keep them blocked, and that's okay.
And it's fine. Also, sometimes we have to be okay with not having closure. Like, I think when my ex, like, there was not a conversation like, you did this, I did this. Okay, we're deciding that we're not good for each other anymore. And we all long for that closing conversation. It does give us peace, but sometimes we are not. I'm not ready for that, or I'm not in that space, or that person is not ready for that or in that space. So sometimes we just have to be okay with not having closure and say, Lord, give me peace in this area so I can move on.
So I can move on. Give me peace, Lord.
Yes. Another thing is accountability partners. Like, my sister is the best accountability partner you can have. It gets on my nerves. I can't stand it. I do not like her sometimes at all and ever. But she really is, like, she do not be playing when it comes to me. And you have to have somebody who's not going to be playing when it comes to you. Like, no, sis, you can't do that. No. And you can't be afraid to tell them all of it. Yeah. Tell them all of it. You have to trust that this person, whoever is your accountability partner, has your best intentions, wants to see well for you, because that will make them saying no. It won't hurt you. You're saying, okay, I know they're saying no because they love me and I trust them and they want the best for me. So you have to find somebody who can help you not do those things and change your daily habits. Mm-hmm. If you talk to him every day at 12 o'clock when you were on your lunch, okay, maybe this time we're going to go sit outside for lunch, mm-hmm. so that you're not sitting in the same spot wishing the same thing is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Change up your daily
pattern. Change up your pattern. If y'all was in the house together and you in the house by yourself now, rearrange that house. Yeah. Rearrange that house, put some new pictures up on the wall. Like, you're going to have to try to get yourself unfamiliar.
Yeah, that's good. And pray. The best thing that you can do is pray. The Lord is the best sounding board. He's not going to be mad if you yell at him. He's not going to be mad if you just give it all the good, the bad, the ugly. He's going to be okay with that. And I think we have to trust the Lord in that area. A lot of times in our lives, we feel like, I don't know, maybe God is not big enough or strong enough to handle our problems, but he is. And he wants you to tell, he says, confess it to me. Or what's that? What's your favorite scripture?
I was just about to tell. Yeah. I was just about to say, y'all, I'm telling y'all this. This scripture helps me every single time. It's Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I remember one day I was driving. I was so frustrated. I don't even know what it was about, but I was like, God, this, God, that. I don't like this and that. And I'm just telling him. I didn't even know about this scripture yet, y'all. I had never read this scripture. I was just telling him, you know, how I felt. And I was praying to him and I'm telling him how I felt. And then I was like, but you know what? Okay, God, I thank you. I thank you for this. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for this. I'm just crying at this point. And then I really felt the peace of God. Yeah. I felt the peace of God. And I'm telling y'all, I never read this scripture. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And so then once I read the scripture, I was like, oh, okay, God is real. God is so real, because I did this. I did what the scripture said without even knowing it. And it was true. When I tell y'all, I felt the peace of God. I was so frustrated. And I think that, I don't know why we treat God like a genie, but he's a person that we can commune with him. We can talk with him and we can tell him all about my troubles.
Tell him all about my troubles.
Yeah. You can tell him all about him. You know, tell him all about it. Like, it's okay. It's okay. And I feel like he appreciates the honesty. It's just like, cause he knows all, he sees all. He like, you up here with a mask and you just praying about your day like regular, but I know you really want to talk to me about this. I know you're upset and mad about this, and I wish you would just be open and honest with me and have that conversation.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's hard, because if I confess what I need to God, I'm also realizing what I need from myself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard. Like, even today when we were talking about, I had that issue, like, I didn't want to say out loud, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be frustrated. I don't want this person. I don't want it to be like people can beat up on me and people can say whatever they want to say to me and nothing happens. That's how I felt. But I didn't want to say that out loud, because mm-hmm. it makes it real. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I shouldn't be thinking that, right? Mm-hmm. We feel like, oh, I shouldn't have this anger, or I shouldn't have these thoughts. But everything that you think and feel is completely okay. It's okay. It's the behavior after is the problem. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel beat up on. It's okay to be angry. But then I express this anger to the Lord. And then what did he say after that? I got you. Right. I got you. You're going to be fine. Trust me and my plans. They're better than your plans. Mm-hmm. You think that the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed. Mm-hmm. So you think you're suffering right now, but baby, I got something better for you. Right. I got something better. So thank you for telling me. Thank you for getting that off your heart. I got you, boo. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen. Yeah, so it's okay to feel what you feel. Yeah. He just said, just don't sin, yeah. Right? He said, just don't sin. You can be upset, you can be mad, but, you know, take that, acknowledge it, and give it to the Lord.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Okay, take it to the Lord in prayer, and He will help you. That's always going to be my number one thing. Is I'm always going to go back to prayer. And I'm going to say use therapy. I'm going to say use your accountability partners and all of that. But all of these things can be helped with your relationship. Actually, nothing is nothing. Everything that you have in this world is nothing without your relationship with God. Like, it's like your, it's your filter. It's what you need. It sustains you. Okay, so I know we talked about a lot, but what we're talking about is our exes live in Texas for a reason.
Right.
Don't go back. I won't go back.
Okay.
Okay, I know we've been singing, but okay, don't go back, y'all. Don't go back, and they should not be your friend only in certain circumstances.
Right.
Okay.
And find out what are those circumstances.
What are those circumstances? What is the motive for this ex to be your friend? Why? What is your intentions by them being your friend? What are their intentions on being your friend? What is their motive? I think that's most important. If you don't know the motive and intention, then absolutely not. Okay. Check the motive, check the intention, and also
check the comfortability
of your significant other who you're dating at the time, because they might feel some type of way. And it's not always jealousy.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing. Like, people, it's jealousy and control. Mm-hmm. They just trying to control me. They can't tell me who could be my friend or not. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, it's not always that. They might see something that you can't see.
Right.
But because this person, you were involved with this
because you got a soul tie to that person.
Because you have a soul talk to this person, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. You can't see it. So it's not always about jealousy and controlling. Some things make people uncomfortable for a reason. And so, you need to check the motive and the intention of your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
But that's important.
So the challenge is, ask the Lord, where in my life do I need to close the door to unhealthy relationships?
Mm.
That'll solve it all. That's all. Family members who are unhealthy to you, exes who are unhealthy to you, friendships who are unhealthy to you, romantic relationships that
bosses,
are unhealthy,
co-workers,
bosses. Lord, where in my life do I need to close the door to unhealthy relationships and help me?
And help me to do it.
Help me
to close the door. Give me the strength to close the door. Give me the strategies to close the door.
Yeah.
I don't want this person to react in a certain way, so I know I need to do this in a certain way. So, God, can you give me the strategies to help me navigate this relationship? Lord, just help us. Give us the strategies to navigate all of these relationships.
Right.
One, so we can be pleasing before you, and two, so we won't get hurt and we won't hurt nobody else. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We thank you guys so, so much for listening. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, share. This is some good eating. This is some good meals, okay? And we want everybody to be able to feast on these meals. Mm-hmm. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, your cousin, them.
All right, y'all? Be blessed.
We want to thank you for listening to Single, Saved, and Growing.
Remember, you won't always be single, but you'll always be growing. This episode is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform,
brought to you by Possibilities.